Today, we'd like to introduce you to Jessica Keats, who is a healer, plays worldwide, and is president of the Women's Business Network. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Trish. Thanks for bringing me on.
Oh, you know what? It's an absolute pleasure. You know, just before we went live, I was saying that I'm so appreciative that you've shared your story in our series. And this is actually the first time that we've had a chance to meet face to face. So even though we're doing it virtual, it's really awesome to finally meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. I've been following your work. And so when you offered this opportunity, I was like, yeah, let's get together.
Yeah, for sure. So when I was reading your story this morning, you know, I was really inspired about how you were able to identify your worth as part of your journey. And, you know, we all know how difficult that is for entrepreneurs, right? When we start out, it's really difficult to try to define the pricing that we're going to charge, the target market we're going to go after, and really what we're worth. So tell us a little bit about how you were able to determine that.
So that was part of my journey of healing myself, actually, okay. Because I'm sure all of us who are listening know that if we don't know our worth, no one else will either. And in fact, what we will do is look to others to show us our worth and be disappointed. And therefore, it causes problems within our relationships. So part of my healing was to actually heal things like being good enough. Or even, you know, like you being comfortable in my own skin and how I'm showing up and, you know, like even being live, like this is, you know, to be live with you, Trish, would not have happened 2 years ago because I would not have felt like I was good enough to do that or to represent myself. You know, I'd be wringing my hands and like, am I getting it right?
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you're joining us because I'll be really honest with you and share 6 weeks ago, I couldn't have done this live either. You know, technology is not my forte and I've had lots of people kind of helping me out with the various different platforms and giving being that little voice in the background where, you know, you can do this. You know, yeah. You are good enough. Just take the leap and have some fun with it. And that's why we've called the series Keeping It Real, because we think it's really important. You know, we spend so much time developing a brand and having an awesome logo and, you know, doing all of the things on social media to try to create a presence. But sometimes we forget that our client base doesn't really know who we are as people.
Yeah, they don't. And that's the essential thing for why they'll buy. They want to know who we are because who we are relates to them somehow. And so when they can see us stepping outside of our comfort zones or, you know, in those intimate moments, those vulnerable moments of where we're struggling, that's where they become more connected to us. That is why they will buy from us. That's why they'll follow us. If we think about the brands we follow, and even nowadays, it's because they've somehow touched us in a way. Especially now, because I think we used to follow brands because our parents did and our grandparents did, right? Like I especially was one of those. Yeah. But now I'm like, ooh, look at that video that they just did.
Isn't you know, that cool?
Yeah, right? And like, oh, I feel like I know them more, or what they're portraying to me fits my model of self, and therefore I want to be aligned with them. So so this is what our clients are looking for.
So tell me a little bit about who Jessica is as the healer.
Yeah, as the healer, I'm grounded. I'm very grounded. And then I can talk about all of the energy around us and everything that's happening in a very palatable way, I think, for lots of people. And because I have a strong business background as well, I have a unique niche, right? To be able to work in both energy and in business. And so for me, a little bit of personal background is that, you know, I'm married, I have a son. My son is like 21 and he's moving out of the house next week. So that's a big thing, right?
That's
like
exciting.
Laying the nest. So being a mom even and being an energy worker is a very unique niche as well.
For
right?
sure. For
sure. But I wasn't always in this sphere. I used to, Trish, be very right and wrong, very logical, very, very not, you know, never even coming close to this sphere. And so it's been a unique kind of 10-year journey of getting me to this place.
So, you know, we're all trying to build community networks. We're all trying to make connections with the bigger world at large. And I noticed that you're president of the Women's Business Network. So tell us a little bit about how one starts to, you know, we start an entrepreneurial journey, we have a great idea, we go out there, we expose ourselves to the world, and we try to make connections. And we normally do that by networking, right? We start with social networking groups where someone will introduce us to their tribe, and then we make connections, and then we start to flourish and grow. So tell me a little bit about who introduced you to the Women's Business Network, and how did you become a thought leader within that group?
I actually stumbled across the Women's Business Network. I had already been networking, so I knew, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, you're going to have to, no one knows you unless you go out, right? So mm-hmm. you do know that you have to go out. And so I was networking. I kind of did a bit of spray and pray with a lot of networking, you know, showing up at a lot of groups. And I stumbled across the Women's Business Network about five, six years ago. And when I did, I found a community of women, you know, business owners, corporate professionals, you know, coming together. The energy was great. And I was like, you know, I could make this my home. So that was the thing, right? Because when you're kind of spraying across the networking groups, you never really make the kind of connections that you truly want. Like maybe you do, but to have a whole community who knows who you are and refers you, and like that is a powerful thing, right? So I became involved with the WBN, the Women's Business Network, shortly after my first event with them. And at first I was, you know, a member, I went to events and I thought, okay, if I want to know people better, I'm going to be on a committee. But even then, back then I didn't have confidence. I had like fake confidence and I didn't really believe in my own strengths. So which was great was that I did have someone who saw me on this committee and saw the potential of having me as a vice chair. And then from there, you know, as I healed my own, you know, like what I was worth and my value and my self-confidence started to blossom, I became chair of the committee, leading the committee and then putting myself onto the board, right? And then became VP. And then now I'm the president of the Women's Business Network. And for me, it's added credibility to who I am. Right. It doesn't matter what industry you are. If you're running a network of 300 women in business, you gain some credibility. And and that's been essential in me being able to kind of take off in a particular direction.
So, you know, one of the things we like to talk about a lot of the times, and then you've referenced, and I get this feeling from you, is the whole idea of mentorship. And the fact that, you know what, we never do anything in isolation. We always do things with a whole tribe of people behind us, right? Rooting us on to do whatever it is we're supposed to do. So if you had to mention one of the mentors that you would have had that helped you sort of get on that first committee with WBN, tell me a little bit about her and what was the potentials that she saw in you that gave you that confidence to say, I can do this?
Yeah, so her name is Eugenia. She's my favorite. And because of course that person that sees you fully, like you know that maybe you're capable, but no one's really seen it or said or like argued with you, because she actually literally like, I was like, no, why do you, no. She was like, yes, you will be good. I know we will work well together. I didn't even really know her. And so she's like, we'll work well together. And she has really championed me because, you know, she brought me in as her vice chair and we did work well together. And then, when we were looking for a president last year, I was like, oh, it's got to be you. So she came back around. And then, you know, she even then again, you know, I was VP of events and programming. And she was like, no, Jessica, you need to be VP of operations. Like she then, and I was like, what? No. Right. I felt like, again, she was, you know, mentoring me and growing me to this place. And then of course I was like, of course I'm VP of operations. Like I know this place, right?
Absolutely.
And that put me in line to be president next. And so it was excellent. And so she was the one championing me, and I think we need those people, right? So now I attempt to be that champion to many women within the network, right? Like seeing, and in order to do that, you need to see something that they maybe don't even know that they're doing.
Right.
Exactly. And then show it to them and be like, okay, see, you could make this move.
Right. You can step out of your comfort zone, right? And try to do something that's a little outside, you know, what our everyday sort of stretch is.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about who would be your ideal customer. So if, you know, I was looking for someone to sort of help me to find myself and, you know, take me out of my comfort zone, if I'm looking for a mentor, who would be your ideal client? Who would be the person that you just love to work with?
So my ideal client embraces change as though it's like an everyday thing, you know, like they're looking to change. They're looking at what's showing up for them. They already are seeing some of their limiting beliefs or their blocks. They're aware of them. They're not really sure how to get over them or to like make that leap. But they are willing to change anything in order to do it. And that is my ideal client. And usually my ideal referral is somebody referred to me because somebody else intuitively, there was a pull, right? They felt like, ooh, yeah, you're ready for Jessica.
There's a connection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of a connection. So, you know, what's really interesting is, do you do most of your work virtual on platforms like this, or do you do it face-to-face?
So right now, my work is all virtual.
Yeah.
The last year or so, it was a mix of both. Heavy on the in-person. I think going forward, it may be heavier on the online. It opens me up to so much like a wider market than the in-person does, right?
Right. You know, and I think to your point, we're all having to become very comfortable with these types of conversations where, you know, we maybe are now having virtual coffees with people that, you know, because there's no geographic confines when we're, you know, looking at these sorts of virtual opportunities. We can be on the other side of the world. And as long as we've got the time zone figured out, we can connect and have a wonderful conversation, right?
And isn't that a miracle, right? Like we now, I think all of us are understanding that we are no longer a local person. We are a global person. Mm-hmm. And we can, you know, the hardest part is figuring out the time zone difference.
Yeah, for sure.
When does
for
this sure. suit both of us? Yeah. But once you've got that figured out, I mean, you just look at networking in such a different way. And absolutely. Now you can be part of events that have worldwide attendees. Like it's just,
sky's the limit.
Yeah, there really is no limit, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So at the end of every story that we share in the guest blog series, we talk about three words of advice. And your three words of advice are really very appropriate for our entire conversation, because not only do you say, listen, but that you're not alone. So tell me why that really resonated with you and you wanted to share that with the entrepreneurial community.
Listen, you're not alone is so relevant because, I mean, even if you're talking about a physical aspect, like we do more of wanting to input than, you know, waiting for something to come. And so even that respect, and we do that with energy as well. And we really are not alone. There is something much bigger than us who would love to just be like, hey, Trish, Jessica, like, what if you did this and you did that and then they did that? And then like, there is this energy that's like, we know the 20 steps ahead that you can only see five of them because your viewpoint is limited. And so give us give us that attention and we will take you the 20 steps because we will show you what is possible, right? Yeah. So yeah, so that's why it's always my advice to follow your intuition. It's
Well, you know what, Jessica, it's really wonderful advice. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with us today, because, you know, we're all struggling to try to build new communities and tribes and make really meaningful connections. And I'd like to thank the folks that have joined us today for spending a little time to getting to know you better as we've introduced you as the person behind the logo. So thank you so much, Jessica. And we certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you, Trish. This was great. Have an awesome day.
Yes, you too. Bye for now.